Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Don't forget, we've got Sweet 16 basketball action for you tonight. Four more games right here on KFBC. You'll hear parts of all four of those games coming up at 5 o'clock. We've got Wyoming redshirt freshman linebacker Logan Wilson, soon to be sophomore, joining us here on the program. Logan, what's going on today, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. You pay attention to the NCAA basketball tournament? I know you played a little basketball, at Natrona. Or do you pay attention to what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I was watching it last night while trying to do some homework. There's some pretty good games going on.
Now, what took precedent, the homework or the basketball?
it was a little of both.
Okay.
I got some good homework done, but there were some pretty good games that I had to pause and watch last night. So
yeah, three of the four were what? One came down to the very last play. I've always found it so weird, and I'll get to some football, watching these games and seeing how hard it is to get a good look at a final shot off. It just seems like teams don't get good looks on the final shot.
Right, that Arizona game, I was just confused why they were only down two and they should have just tried to get a layup or something, but not. They just wanted to shoot a three, try to go for the win, and it didn't work out in their favor.
It seems like they wait a little too long, too, to get into their play. You know, everybody wants to have the final shot that's like 6-7 seconds. It used to be like 10-12 seconds, but it seems like they wait too long, too. But definitely was entertaining. Who's the best team, you think? Who's going to win it?
Oh, geez. It's such a toss-up. I think Kansas is pretty good. I mean, they blew Purdue out of the water last night in the second half. It was a close game the first half, so
definitely
pretty good.
Definitely. So Logan Wilson here joining us on the program. So you've had a couple practices this spring. What's it been like for you guys getting back out on the field this year after a successful season, playing for a conference title and then going to a bowl game? Does it feel any different being out there this spring, or does it feel the same?
So far, it's been pretty good. Everyone's had a positive mindset going out in practice. And then we got some experience, returning on defense and offense. And so that'll be key. And then we got a lot of young guys. And so how we bring those young guys along will, tell how the season will go. So
you made the move from an outside linebacker position to moving in the middle, kind of the quarterback of the defense, so to speak. When you went over that with the coaches, what went through your mind? Pretty good for you? Pretty good fit for you, you think?
Yeah, it was a pretty good fit for me. I talked to my dad about it, too. He thought that this would be the best fit for me. And when Coach Adelson got here, this is the position he wanted me to play because I was going to be the most experienced returning linebacker, and he wanted me to play Mike. And, I wasn't really overly sure about it, but having Waka, run it last year and learning what he did, and so I have a pretty good idea of how I need to run the position.
What changes for you? Are you making the calls for the defense if you're changing formations, changing positions, things like that? Is that come down to you?
Yeah, mainly I have to, close the defense and make sure everyone's in the right position so that we can, stop whatever the offense is trying to run.
Now, last year, the Cowboy defense, I was talking to Andrew Wingert earlier this week, very opportunistic. You guys really took advantage of turnovers and turned them into points a lot of times, and you were the beneficiary of that on a couple of occasions. What needs to improve, though, on the defense? Because we were talking, it seemed like consistency and getting stops as opposed to, you want to force turnovers, and that's great, but being more consistent in getting stops and getting off the field. Do you feel like that's the case?
Yeah, I think we just need to be more consistent of knowing our assignments on each play so that we can stop the run and then force teams into, third and long situations where if they throw, a check down route that's 5 yards, we can, gang tackle and get off the field. I think you just need to get more consistent with that. But, turnovers are still considered a stop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they flip the position a lot faster than they would if the other team was to punt. So I think we just need to keep improving.
Definitely so. Logan Wilson joining us here on the program. Logan, do you ever think back, last year, look at all the players, on both sides of the ball even, that are NFL caliber guys. You got the skill guys that were there last year trying to get a spot, some guys on defense, and think, man, we got some players, man, and obviously that's that helped to the success along with the coaching staff and the way everybody played. But you ever look back and say, man, there's some NFL talent on this team?
I mean, absolutely. We had a lot of guys last year that were seniors and are getting an opportunity to play at the NFL. I mean, Brian wasn't a senior, but he's, I mean, the top prospect, so to say, from coming out of our college. But I think what we have is guys that are underrated and guys that know how to work and are blue-collar, have that blue-collar mentality and want to just get one opportunity to, you know, play with one team and they'll make the most of it. And I think that we have a lot of those guys that are gonna do that.
At each level of the defense, there's all conference caliber guys coming back this year with Carl, you know, hopefully coming back healthy. Seems like he's ahead of schedule with his ACL. You in the middle, and then with Dewey in the back. How much better can this defense be? How much more improved can you guys be, especially working with a new defensive coordinator? What's that been like as well?
It's been pretty good so far. I think the sky's the limit for our defense. I think our defense was inconsistent too much last year, and we had to rely on the offense more so than we should have, because the saying goes, you know, defense wins championships, and we just need to hold teams to that about that 24-point score so that our offense can just score more than them. And so, I mean, yeah, that's really it.
What's different with Coach Hazelton leading the defense that you've noticed, at least?
I think he's more energetic, and he really, you know, he really knows football, and that's the thing that, I mean, he's been a coach in the NFL, and he knows what it takes to win championships, because he was with Coach Bolt at North Dakota State, so he's not like he's just some new guy that Coach Bolt brought in. He's very smart, and he knows how to get players in the right position to make plays.
So we had Josh Allen on our show last month and talking about all the stuff that surrounded him during the off season. But he said when he made the decision to stay at Wyoming, he told Coach Bull, now let's go out and win a Fiesta Bowl. When you hear something like that from a leader on the team, how does that make you feel? What does that do for you guys?
I mean, it's awesome. Everyone has got to have confidence that we can do things like that, especially after last season. I know we came up short. We finished the season, like, I think we've lost three of the last four or something, so we're still hungry to, you know, finish the season off better than we did last year, because now we know what the potential is that we have, and, you know, maybe try to cap the season off with a Mountain West Championship would be pretty nice, too. So
you've been on teams at the lower level at a high school that had a lot of expectations around them. This Wyoming team's going to have expectation this year. What's that going to be like, and how can you tie maybe those experiences in high school to this year with expectation for you guys?
I think as a player, you really can't think of the expectations that the outside has for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just have to go in and take it, you know, one day at a time and keep improving, and, you know, I think things will just start to fall into place as a team.
What's it like seeing that big steel structure going up on the addition to the high altitude training center?
It's pretty cool. I'm excited to see it finish up, and I think we're supposed to get the locker room before the season starts.
Okay.
I believe, but I could be wrong. So that'll be pretty nice. And then just looking at the weight room facility with the pictures that they have up, I mean, it's going to be pretty cool, and I think we'll attract some good recruits with it too. So
what do you think will be your favorite part of that facility?
Geez, I don't know. There's so many cool things. The weight room will be pretty cool. We'll have a training table in there. I think we're getting recovery pools too. Like I don't know. There's gonna be a lot of cool stuff in there. It'll be really nice for us as athletes.
Well, it's kind of the same stuff you guys had at Atrona, right? I'm teasing, of course.
Yeah, we didn't quite have that much stuff, but we had a pretty good gig
No, and I'm teasing, of course. It looks pretty cool, Logan. We appreciate it. You're getting geared up for that Iowa trip. I know it's a long ways away, but that non-conference schedule, you know, I mentioned Fiesta Bowl, and Josh Allen said, let's go win a Fiesta Bowl. That non-conference schedule sets up for you if you guys can take advantage of it, right, with Iowa and Oregon on there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. If we could get some non-conference wins against those two teams, that would be a big confidence booster, and it would improve our resume. So
definitely. So hey, Logan, thank you so much for the time. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.